I mean, you can hit the button if you want, but that's going to be a heck of a drive.
Well, yes. That's why I figured you should be the one to do it. It's your button, technically.
I pressed it 16 seconds ago.
I thought so. I had a strong...
You cut out there.
Welcome to GURPS Wars, a GURPS Star Wars homebrew. And boy, do we homebrew this thing, and we talk about the rules sometimes when you can't hear us and sometimes when you can. I'm here with Crash and Ellie and Eo. And what happened last time?
Nobody knows.
We tried to give somebody a present, and they didn't appreciate it.
Indeed.
Oh, yeah, that was right at the end.
Yeah. Yeah, right at the end.
We were being nice.
Yes, this person, I think, has unluckiness. I just want to say that because I was making some rolls, and I really think they have unluckiness.
Oh, no.
This is
well,
the world
that save up
we
and
had...
buy that off.
You would think, but you see, it wasn't actually on their character sheet. This is just, this is the Rat Ghoul person, former acolyte, who got two critical failures, and then you all got a critical failure as well at one point. That was the game of three critical failures. And when Rand came calling, there was another critical failure.
Not as popular
failure.
A show on HBO.
No, I know, Tisk. It was just, you know, issues. There are issues going on in there. Also critical failures. Also the door lock mechanism appears to be fried.
Well,
also
because lightning.
The force sensitive womp rats escaped containment and they were recontained for varying definitions of the word contained.
I killed them. I mean, I think we all killed them.
A very wounded one got thrown into a door.
Well, yes, that was also the case. It was put out of its misery afterwards, I believe.
No, I don't think Sen bothered to go in that room.
I thought Sen specifically did go in that room.
Oh, now I have to go and look
back.
I went
in a room.
Yeah, it's. I only tossed romp rats into one room. Actually, no, I didn't even toss them into the room.
That's right, you closed.
I closed
the door. You tossed one womp rat.
Mm-hmm.
And they were starting to break through. And so somebody mm-hmm. opened the door
mm-hmm.
to end
and
them.
And murdered womp rats. Yes, but you did toss a wounded womp rat into another room and close the door on that one. And I guess because it wasn't screaming at the door, because it's unconscious, no one opened the door to see a womp rat there. And Sen apparently forgot about it in their...
I thought you killed it.
See?
There we go.
Sen thought it was dead. Therefore, Sen did not bother to cut off its little wompy head.
And I mm-hmm. did not throw... a murdered corpse at the womp rats as a distraction because I got the sense that the force ghost that is in process of being formed might dislike that. So I left them mm-hmm. in their chair.
Next to where the Sleen is eating the dead Sleen. Okay.
Well, if anyone's going to desiccate the corpse and... Well, desiccate, that's the wrong word. Desecrate the corpse. If it mm-hmm. desiccated the corpse, then it's not just... a space alligator. It is, in fact, a space alligator vampire.
It's not necessarily a vampire, dear. It could be a desert. A space desert.
A spezzert.
I think we've established that that's worse.
I would remove it from the space station immediately.
Especially if it had cacti.
I wouldn't
brain
bother to open an airlock.
Brain.
I would make my own.
What was Antuxa saying there?
Nothing of any consequence, dear.
Oh, all right. If you insist.
Rand is meanwhile ranting about sand being coarse and getting everywhere. Let's see if it can go into the vacuum of space. How about that?
Well, it sure would be getting everywhere then.
Take your cacti with you. That is, of course, out of character. Partially.
Well, partially.
Only because it was led to with the discussion that was out of character.
Mm-hmm.
We can get there organically as well. But yeah, then we picked up the corpse's training saber. Had a lovely stroll where we met the Womp Rats, said goodbye to the Womp Rats in various stages, hiked all the way back to the closed door that somebody's very upset behind, said, we're just going to leave this here. And I guess we started walking away again. We do have a map.
Yes, you have a map. It's in the pinned messages, I think.
Yes. I made a list, and then I posted a lot of GIFs. So the list is, there we go. Things to get. 1, map. 2, station log. 3, camera access. Mm-hmm. Between those three things, the camera access is the least useful. 4, research notes. Currently, transferring those to the ship, we were told it would take about 2 hours.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Which, that's one session, so should be almost done.
I think you start a bit in, so, you know. Actually,
we started that a week ago. We should be good.
Beth, why did you just send me a message saying, nice?
You shared photos with me.
What?
You shared those two photos.
I was trying to airdrop that to me.
Tough, you airdropped them to me. They're mine now.
Are these more evil bats?
Yes.
Sorry, I've been drawing while I listen.
Yes, they're more. You gotta be careful London because
you have shared evil bat art with us, and every one of us is a GM for some campaign, at least one. And we can use this for token art.
I'm not sure I want to do...
Look, it's either this or a strange amalgamation of mechanical parts and a deer carcass.
You've read that T. Kingfisher book. You sure have.
I used that as a monster.
You sure did. And I sure did hit that with a shovel.
Yes, you did.
And I sure did hit that with a shovel.
You're like, that put was... that thing back where it came from, or so help me.
Wrong. So, you all are in a hallway. You have left a training saber in front of a somewhat fried door with some growling and gnashing and screeching behind it that is mostly subsiding because some people were had issues. So many issues.
We all have our moments. Perhaps they've accidentally locked the door shut and they're thinking that their rage will set them free.
I mean, it's not impossible.
Of course, the door is possibly locked shut because they force lightninged it repeatedly.
There was that little problem, wasn't there?
Mm-hmm.
When you zap the door, sometimes, well.
The door zaps back.
With little sparks and whatnot. Anyway. I'm amused you decide to retrace your steps through the dark, bloody rooms. You didn't wish to go forwards.
Well, we didn't have a bucket to collect the blood for later, so.
I mean, some of the blood is fresher since you were responsible for some of these little skulls here and there. I should get this a stas effect, too. There we go. So, where are you planning to head to?
I don't suppose there's a nice space faux place around here.
Well, there were tables before they got thrown around and, well, before they got trashed. There's the kitchen.
I believe we made the delivery we wanted to make, so...
Well, joking aside, it's still probably going to be a little while before the logs get fully transferred over.
Uh-huh.
So, things that we need to worry about now are, 1, waiting until those logs are transferred while... There are plenty of things here who would see us as a fresh source of protein. Not that they're actually going to kill us at this rate, but they start to get annoying after a while. 2, we have offered to transport our raging friend, but that's not going to be possible if they can't calm down. At this point, Ran is not seeing an alternative to them trying to center themselves. Ran is also not a people person, but he's like, okay, yeah, you do you for a little while. Let your rage set you free in the locked room. It's fine. It's fine. But even then, they're not vacuum rated, probably. And we have 3 spacesuits.
There might be spacesuits somewhere on the station, but you would have to go looking.
There's also...
This is why I wanted to go see the ship in the hangar.
Oh. Well.
I can't figure out where to get to anywhere. That's why I'm...
It sounds like where we want to go to next would require us to be Kool-Aid manned to the next location anyway, because we're going to have to, if we take a look at the maps that have been shared with us in the pinned comment, we're going to probably have to use one of the spokes.
As it happens, there's one spoke. It is very bespoke. It's A spoke and B spoke. It's the only spoke.
We are speaking about the bespoke spoke, yes.
Okay, so you are... near the room that has a great big 32 on the map. As it happens, that little hexagon thing over there in the corner of 32 that Rand can see and... you can all see a little bit of it. That is, in fact, where the lift comes out for the spoke. So if you want to go see the thing that is in the ship that's already docked, that's how to get into it.
Taking bets on what the elevator music is. Oh, wait a minute. This is the Empire. It's going to be something like... Your lift ride is very important to us. Please stand by. Ding, 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 ding. Your lift ride is very important to us. Please stand by.
Something like. Right. Well, anyway, that location, which was reasonably on the map, on 32, that little hex, is in fact the spoke place. This is where you would have come out if you had... been able to dock normally.
Is there a button we need to press to call the lift?
Oh, probably.
Do I need to roll to find it?
Considering that the place is kind of messy, somebody probably should. Sen, what are you up to?
I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
Rand has been staring at his data pad, which has the station maps on it, and is wandering over to look at a thing... Looks like, you know, you one of those things you stand on and it has little gates around it.
Okay, I'm following Ram.
Okay. And Tuxa.
I am concerned about something the GM said about the door lock mechanism being fused, but we can deal with that later. I will stalk after Ram and Sen.
Making a mental note. Okay.
Just a little concerned about your particular verb usage.
Oh?
Not the GM's. For a change.
Oh. All right.
See, the lift button is here somewhere.
Yeah, give me a perception roll to find where the lift button is, because there's, like, blood and stuff all over the walls in this area. Rand, missed by one. And Tuxa, made by six.
I can't find the button. There's too many buttons here.
And Tuxa, there's a horrible bloody smear across what you realize is... a panel. Sin. Yeah, okay. Yeah, you think it ought to be over here. Yep, that looks like where it should be. There's a horrible bloody smear over it as if something had smacked the lift call button with an extraordinarily messy hand.
The weird thing is that was before everything went downhill.
Maybe, maybe not. It's unclear. And Tux would have to do a psychometry.
Yeah, that's why Ran is having trouble seeing the button.
Oh?
Because it's unclear.
Oh. I'm just going to sip my tea. You can point it out to Ran unless you are having fun watching him try to figure out where.
No, I'm not having fun, but I am going to let him touch it.
You're too kind, but
I know,
very
I let you do all the fun stuff.
I'm very predictable, and you know I'm not touching that. Instead, I will make my telekinesis other roll by 11.
Rand goes, you know I'm not touching that, points at it, and the thing depresses without anyone touching it. Yes. A little light goes beep, beep, you know, sort of goes flash, flash, flash. There's a very soft chiming sound, and the light is making little, you know how things do with charging where they sort of go, you know, bit, 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 bit when you're and flash, flash, flash. It's doing that in a little repetitive pattern. And approximately 30 seconds later, the thing irises open and honestly, smaller than you'd like, but you can all cram together on it, despite that it's not quite showing as you could. Thing appears that is it's not a TARDIS, but, you know. It is clearly a fast capsule that goes through the passageway from the docking ring to here. It wishes open its doors and... That's a lot of blood on the floor, but you know, it's just a lot of blood on the floor. It should be fine.
Odd, the blood usually gets off on the second floor.
It's the sort of...
I'm not talking to you.
Two people could ride in it fairly comfortably if they didn't hate each other. Three people will be a bit of a squeeze.
I'll take the next car, dears.
Well, I have no qualms going first, but then one of you will have to touch the button. Rand says, totally forgetting that they both have telekinesis other also.
You're sick.
Tessa doesn't.
I didn't give you teak other. Huh.
Nope.
Whoops. Sorry about that.
I have the healing and the lightning, but not the telekinesis.
You'll have to find a broken stick or something.
Rand can also put people back together again, but it's more of a smashing them together very hard and hoping that there's some type of fusion. They don't usually survive that.
So.
Anyway, we can all go down together. Or I can stay behind and let you two go down, and then I'll catch the next car. Whichever you prefer.
Rand is happy to go on this run. The only question is if anyone's getting in with him. Otherwise, he's going up alone.
I'll get in with you. You're the one who doesn't turn invisible, and Intuxa is.
Well, yes, I don't turn invisible. I'm a decoy that they never actually get to.
Yeah, so how about you don't go places alone?
If you insist. And if the GM loads the next map. Because I saw that progress bar.
You'll have to tell me if it has worked yet.
I mean, it loaded up and then went away again.
Okay. That's not what I want to do. I want to do that. There we are. Okie dokie. I will activate the scene. I have left an Antuxa on the map so that Antux can see sort of that. But Antuxa, is there anything that you want to be doing while you're waiting?
I have gone invisible. I am going to do the thing where I go to check my nails and then realize I'm wearing gloves.
The thing where you go no, to I'll just do my idle animation. You go to put your hands in your pockets and realize you don't have them?
Yes, exactly. There is something I want to do.
Okay.
I am going to go back to that door and rap on it. Just a little bit.
All right. I'm going to leave everybody zooming to the end of the thing in their little what's it that does not have a good drawing. I am going to load back.
We don't need to go back to the map.
Okay, I will look at the map. You're going to rap on it. All right.
Yes. I just want to make sure he's listening. Or she, I suppose. They. The rat goal.
The rat goal. There is a frustrated howl from inside.
Oh.
I understand your frustration, and to a large extent, I share it. But the offer stands. If you'd like to come back with us, we'll find a way to get you on our ship. And in the meantime, if you can get out, we have left a gift for you outside your door.
There's a sound that does not sound particularly inspiring, and some sort of scratches along the inside of the door. Perhaps it's unclear whether that's just scratching at it or trying to get out or what. Not sounding as friendly as it could.
If we open the door, they're going to come half out and then go back in, then come back out again, then go back in.
Possible. Anything else?
I'll come back and check on you in a little bit. But anyway, I just wanted to let you know.
The sounds fade to some kind of pained whimpering.
Me too, friend. Me too.
Aw.
And I'll head back to the elevator.
Okay.
Wait for another car to arrive.
You get... All right. The two people in the little compartment there. The compartment has a moment of free fall, and then it reorients itself, kind of, and swings round within the tube, apparently, and you get light gravity that goes back to a normal gravity, or at least the fringing parts of it, of a ship that is producing artificial gravity. Isn't that useful? The door Iris is open on a airlock door.
Well, as there seems to be nothing trying to murder me right now, I assume we wait for Intuxa to catch up.
Sounds You'll good. Probably have to step out into the small pre-airlock area and send the car back.
Okay.
All right. Antuxa, I will Kool-Aid man you through here.
I like the idea that when Antuxa's car shows up, it's actually a different one, but this one hasn't been used, so it's spotless. There's like gold trim. Partway up,
no,
a compartment opens up and releases a small china cup filled with tea.
That's what Antux would like. Sadly, no, this place can't afford to have multiple lift compartments, elevator cars, cabins, what do you call those things? Little tiny transport rooms. I presume Antux steps in when it goes back and...
Yes.
Okay.
I am rejoining the party.
You have rejoined the party. You are all on the narrow outskirts of a ship's airlock. The thing, the place that you would presumably enter in with by touching, you know, typing in words, whatever, is smeared over with blood.
It just occurred to me. There,
yes?
So, Sen and I are the ones with telekinesis other, so we could have pressed the button remotely. We are both the ones who went up first, leaving Antuxa to have to put her hand on the blood smear.
I'm sure Antuxa found something while you all were traveling that I assume Antuxa found something?
Yes.
Yes.
The severed hand of one of the beings that we'd killed downstairs.
Hilt of a lightsaber. There's always a hilt of a lightsaber.
Well, I'm not touching this panel either.
The panel opens onto... One moment. Let me make the... Come on. Right. Do not hold down the shift... The shift key. Okay. Put that over. That one should be fine. I just have to make that one go. Don't mind me. I'm just fighting with Foundry because Foundry likes to go... No. This is fine. Perfectly fine. Okay. And activate. You're in the ship's airlock proper. And there is a dead body here. It looks mostly like one of those critters, kind of. Like someone was between turning all spiky and being a human. There's a bit of straggling hair left on them. Their skin is all grayish, whitish, and looks horrible. And they've been dead long enough that you're really glad you have breather masks. Yeah. The clothing is a lot less torn off, and it's acolyte clothing. And there is, in fact, a fallen training saber near them. They look like they'd been scrabbling at the door into the ship proper when they keeled over.
Once again, there is a corner that I can see through.
How? Oh, that corner.
You've apparently indirectly given me a force ability called see-through foundry walls.
No, I just thought that actually overlapping the little dots would be sufficient. But no, I have to actually make sure that the dots are more than overlapping. So if you have trouble maneuvering around corners, it's Foundry's fault. There. I fixed it, I think. It looks like whoever it was scrabbled at the drawer and the controls and expired before figuring out how to make them open.
Right.
No, it's not what I meant to do. Accidentally opened the debug menu.
Oops.
And I am reluctantly taking off a glove and crouching down to psychometrize this corpse.
Made by six. There's an image of several acolytes, and one of them is laughing and maybe drunk and talking about something and it was funny. You remember, well, you don't remember, but something was funny. And then another acolyte came in and she was absolutely furious. She was grouchy first, and then she heard the other one talking and laughing, and then she was furious, and then she attacked him, and there was a fight, and there was blood and biting, and then there was the hunt and chasing and pain ripping through, but then the pain, the lightsaber, it fell out of that one's hand, and the others chased that one away, and And this one went staggering back to try to find a place that would be safe to hide where the others wouldn't eat it for being weak. And then there was trying to get into the safe, and it wasn't enough. The safe wouldn't let them, the safe place wouldn't let them in. And then they've been here for a while.
It's a less safe safe.
Yes, well, it wouldn't let them in, and now they're here.
Okay. Hand sanitizer, glove back on.
Or sense. Trying to sense nearby mines. You do not sense any nearby mines.
Okay.
All the mines are further away on the station or on your
ship.
Hey,
wait a minute. I'm right here.
Different mines.
Oh, no. No, 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 I understand.
You're familiar to me, darling. I don't need to roll to detect you.
I'm just going to open this door and walk through as the Sad Hulk music plays.
The door is locked.
I'm just going to try to open the door as the Sad Hulk music plays.
No, 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 no.
I'm not rolling telekinesis other.
Okay.
We might need this ship to stay intact.
Yeah.
I have wanton use of my telekinesis other ability. But I also made my sanity check, mostly because it's not in this game, so I can't fail it. And for the record, Ben just
mechanical
made a mechanical aptitude
by
eight.
Very nice. Elop security made it by 8. Okay, this door was supposed to recognize the, quote, owners, unquote, of the ship. Yeah, that's fine and dandy. It was using biometric signs. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. That's Rodian make. Yeah, okay. So that means that if you use this override and that password, and yeah, okay, sure. You can add in a new biometric handprint if you want here.
I am breaking us into here.
You're adding your handprint to the biometric people who are allowed to unlock this here door?
Uh-huh.
Okay. There goes the lock.
I'm assuming there was just a pop-up saying, would you like to enable the backdoor protocol required by Empire law? Yes or no?
It's a Rodian make. It's not actually running that much Imperial stuff. It's astounding. Someone really cheaped out on it.
Technology was here.
Anyway, door's unlocked. You can open it whenever.
Everybody ready?
As you're asking that, Ran is opening the door and walking through.
Okay.
Good news, everyone.
More doors?
You're in a small central hall area that has doors on all sides. Two doors up top, one door to the right, one door to the left, and the door you just came in at the bottom.
The best thing about this is Rand just simply walked into more doors.
Oh.
I really walked into that one. I didn't even try to pace myself.
It's not fair.
And that's as good a place as any to end it. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, everyone.
Do we need to take a break? Do we need to take a break? We've been playing about an hour.
40 minutes.
We could end it there. It would be hilarious, having walked into more doors.
I edit this down. It's not even going to be a half an hour at this point. That would be hilarious, but still.
Oh, well. Do we want to take a break?
We can.
I think we
need
to keep going.
I'm fine to keep going if everybody else is.
I'm okay with continuing.
You?
I'm okay continuing.
Okay. More doors.
And besides, I'm not simply walking into Mordor. I had to take a big step over that body.
True. Also, you would not simply walk. You would stride elegantly, or perhaps even saunter.
At the moment, I seem to be stalking.
Well, that too. There's stalking that. Also works.
The only reason Ran isn't gliding through things is because the GM said he can't do that yet.
Levitation in a way where you are moving as well as just sort of floating there is not something that gets seen very often in the Trek movies, unless you're in zero G.
Star Wars.
It's
Trek.
Also not seen in the Trek movies. You are still technically correct.
Yeah, which they'll have him.
Those the best kind of correct.
Yes. Look,
fill out your bingo cards, people.
Telekinesis self is 20 at this point. I figure it's only a matter of time.
You can certainly bounce yourself up onto ceilings and sort of cling there, and your hang time on jumps is absolutely marvelous.
Look, it's not that I'm hovering more than, well, I'm not hovering more than anyone else. As you know, the molecules in my shoes are not technically touching the molecules in the floor. There's a little bit of a gap in between. The molecules don't want to join. I'm just making that gap be a little bit larger for me. You're 20 feet off the ground. Yes, just a little bit larger. Also, for the record, I'm the distraction. Now, Sen!
Yeah, so that's when Antuxa lightnings them from the other side.
Well, we have four doors. Four options. Well, more than four options, technically. But four options present themselves. Do we have any preference?
Door 1, 2, 3, or 4. Left, right.
Well, upper left. Are any of them locked?
You'll have to try them and find out. For if the they record were, that... then... Mm-mm.
For the recording, that record was me rolling a 1d4 to see which door I was going to try first. But now I need to arbitrarily decide which one is door number one. This one.
As it happens, you open the door into... Oh, this looks like the ship bridge. And also it has a number 4 on the... floor of the map. So it was
well,
four.
This one was properly labeled. I love when that happens.
This one?
A man named Monty asks you if you want to switch.
I'm told that it's better if I do. Also, the there appears to be no wall here. Look at me.
How did you do that?
I'm in the pressure. I'm not in the pressure.
Because I'm in the door.
Why is there not a wall there? There's a wall there.
But am I happy?
Be glad I did.
Nope. Okay, I can move.
I did not trap you in the pressure. It's a little, it's a bridge. It's got two seats in it. Yes, you're not a paladin.
Beth?
Yeah, sorry.
Before you continue too much farther?
Yes.
Did you happen to hear EO say that they can't move their character?
No, I did not. One moment.
Yeah, they're trapped in the door.
Okay, I'm going to... Okay, EO, go to your character in the piece in the logistics PCs, and let me see if this works.
Can you?
I'll
drag
see if I can do it.
EO's character out of the doorway.
Possibly.
That might be enough.
Just a moment. I will have to erase the doorway. Do 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 do. Wall controls. No.
Oh, I see. Much. When I might use telekinesis there. Other to erase the doorway, I'm told no, Ran, don't. But when the GM wants to do it.
Then try to take a step now.
Thank
there you.
You
are free. I'm sorry, I did not hear you.
Yeah, if you end up inside a door, you can't click you. You can only click the door.
There
if
is
I'd
no
put you
send,
all in
only
combat,
door.
If I put you all in combat, you could select yourself via the combat encounter thing and use that to move yourself, I think. Because I think I was doing it to NPCs the other day. Why is that one showing as well? Do I not have a door between that one as well? Come, yes, I do. That one shouldn't have been showing. What the criff? I don't know. Well, okay. All right, that's doing the right thing now. Ran, it's two-person bridge. You know, pilot, nav gunnery. And seats are a little bit small. Rodians tend to run small. Ran's checking on ship status. Give me a computer ops roll. Made by 3. The ship has enough fuel to get back to a planet that could refuel it. It looks like it's not full up, though. It is obviously jumped in from... Well, it looks like it has about as much fuel spent as you'd expect from being reasonably fueled and then coming in from somewhere. Much like your ship, really. Damage. Does not appear to be damaged. It's just been idling here for several days, you know, week or two now, probably.
Any life signs on board?
3 of them. 2 are human and 1 appears to be a Twi'lek. Sorry, no, 1 is human, 1 is a pureblood, and 1 appears to be a Twi'lek.
Ren does not quickly yell out to his friends that there might be company on board. There's three life signs. But the temptation to do that is strong.
Then, now that you have finished fighting with the door.
I love that you just ignored that. Well done.
Then goes on to the bridge.
Yep, that's a bridge. I'm going to try to open this door.
That door would appear to be, well, looks like a fresher in there.
Ah.
Antuxa.
Well, I suppose I'll open the last one.
Antuxa opens a door. Here? This would be the passenger location.
It turns out, as I have learned, that you also will click on the door and not yourself if you click too far to the left.
Oops. Is that the one you want to click on?
Yes.
Okay. There's some slightly off-center seating, 6 seats. Four of them recline very well. 2 of them do not recline as well as they could. They are in the corners. The place looks like a collection of 4 to 6 acolytes have probably been staying in here. And, well, obviously not for several days, but you know.
Yes. All right.
Yes, it's coach class. It is so coach class. It is peasant class.
It's a good thing we have the breathing masks then, because they haven't been here long.
There's a bit of, you know, trash here and there, like, you know, chip wrappers and such, but mostly they've been cleaning up.
Well, good on them for...
We're not wanting things floating around if the gravity fails. There is artificial gravity, but sometimes it feels a little spongy in spots.
And also not angering their lord by making chip bags fly into their face.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I will continue to the back of the room, but only after everybody else has done their thing.
Okay, Ran.
I'd like to continue to play with the sensors and such, but now instead of just checking on this ship, I'd like to say, you know, see what might be going on with, you know, how the station is from the ship's point of view, how that other ship is, you know, the one we came in on.
Give me a sensor ops roll.
Is it where we parked it?
LOP sensors. Interesting question. Is it where you parked it?
I don't know if I have that.
It's probably where you parked it. Depending on where you parked it, you might not have LOP sensors.
I have computer operation, computer programming, detect lies,
you
electronics
have LOP
operation.
Security, but not for sensors.
Logistics bureaucracy. Where's the form to check on where our ship is parked?
Nice try.
I've got
just
search. Am I not just searching for our ship?
that would be, you know, sticking your head out up against the windshield and sort of peering around and stuff.
I'm not above that.
Oh, well, if you want to do that, just give me a perception roll. Did you park, you know, which side did you park on? Actually, I have a picture of the...
Well, if we parked on the other side, then this roll is for naught, but I'm making it anyway. And by that, making it, I mean I fail by 3.
You must have parked on the other side. You must be parked on like, the complete underside or something. Clearly.
I will come help you make LOPS rolls. I don't have LOPS sensors either, but I think it defaults.
It does,
my
in fact,
assumption,
default to electronic ops, other things.
My assumption is Rand didn't say anything about what Rand was trying to do, but the sound of buttons being pressed and depressed forcefully, aggressively, in rapid succession, let Sen know that something is wrong and Rand is not making it better. Just trying to activate proximity sensors. Which one of these is proximity sensors? Rand has turned the coffee machine on and off again like 3 times by now.
No, Ellie. Depressed.
Yeah, see, the issue is you don't speak Rodian. Now, I don't speak Rodian either, but they've got to have changed the language settings on some of this stuff. Anyway, their layouts are weird. Let me try. What's the default again?
I think it's other ops minus four or five. I can look up in half a second. Oh, no, I can't look it up in that one. Duh. I can look up in this one.
Everyone check off. Hold on, I need to look something up on their bingo card.
It's, looks like, it, yeah, minus four. Other LOPs minus four. Electronics operation. Abbreviated by me to LOPs.
Well, given how much I made that mechanical, but oh.
Oh, hello, oh, critical success.
That's a crit success. You know everything if half a light year of the space station.
The, this is actually pretty simple. It may be Rodian, but it's based on, it's based on some Republic stuff. And you know this stuff, like, fine. Okay, yeah, you have the ship's electronic stuff is now an open book to you. The ship is yours.
This is Unix. You know this.
Not only does Sen know this, Sen can actually flip all of the preferences so that it is whatever Sen wants it now.
Well, let's fix the language settings back to Galactic Basic.
Obviously, first they left it in Rodian as a security measure.
During the break, I have a language setting.
Accidentally turned it back to it while
messing around. Or Ran turned it back, or yeah.
Yeah, that's also
I accidentally changed the language setting to Ancient Greek.
While you're in there, darling, would you see if you could set it up to fly by wire from a data pad?
Can I?
It's your ship now, Sen. Yes, you can do it. You got a crit. You have mechanical aptitude, which you made by six, and then you got a crit.
Yep.
Sen, this is your ship. It almost feels...
Let me keep it.
Yeah, it almost feels like it's been yearning for someone who would appreciate it. As much as an inanimate object can yearn.
It's but a good little ship.
It is. And Tuxa, while the bips and boops are happening...
I'm continuing to head to the rear of the ship.
Okay. Pink. It's a cargo hold!
Hey, they've got a swimming pool.
That appears to be access panels, probably for the engine and drive, actually. But yeah, it's all gray and fuzzy and looks like a swimming pool on the map.
I wasn't actually saying that in character. I just thought it was funny.
But it is funny. There's a few crates around. There's some empty cages. There's a lot of mud and gunk and whatnot. And there are places where the walls do not, in fact, line up as usual.
It's okay. We'll live.
I'm going to make them line up.
When this arc is done and the maps are no longer full of spoilers, I might log in on the GM account and see how these maps are made, because I don't see this problem in the D&D games. I'm wondering if it's...
It's me making the maps and not getting the...
How you described the way you line up the walls makes me not immediately think it's a you problem. Because I make walls.
Yeah. This doesn't mean that apparently I got it in such a way that the thing thinks I got it. Maybe I'm scrolled out too far when I'm making them and I'm not carefully lining up the little bubbles on top of each other while I'm scrolled all the criffing way in. Anyway.
We have been playing for about an hour.
We could take a break.
Yes.
The map's fixed. It should be fixed. But we can take a break.
Right. Let's pause. Now, you might think that I paused it, but actually, we're just pretending to take a break. No time has passed, which is why we all know perfectly what we were doing before the break.
I was going swimming.
I was stealing a ship.
Ah, yes. Let's go.
I'm stealing perception rolls and drinking very bad coffee.
The thing that is all sort of mottled gray that I am allowing to be visible there is not actually a swimming pool, though it does rather look like one. Oh dear, missed by five. But it's generic ship engineering bips and boops and panels that you can open to get at the engines, and you know, it's the engines. It has blinking lights.
Everyone loves blinking lights.
Yes, it has blinking lights and occasional soft tones when it's objecting to something and, you know, the usual. This is probably like mostly the power plant and maybe some of the fuel things, you suppose. And there's a Jawa crawling around it. Not this time. So, Entuxit, you have found the cargo compartment.
Yes, and I'm taking a look around.
Well, it looks like people have not been doing a lot of maybe there has been maintenance on this. It's not your forte. You really can't tell. Yes, you go and open the door over there. Oh, look, you found the engines.
Hooray.
There's a hatch here. All right, this is what probably you could have gone crawling through to try to get into that hatch there if you wanted.
Ah, goody. Well, now that I've got myself oriented, it's time for the other players to have a turn.
Oh, well, Ran, what are you up to?
Ran is walking back towards the cargo hold and, oh, lovely. I'm sure Intuxa really enjoyed walking through this space. I don't smell anything, thank goodness, but I know what those things look like.
Mm-hmm.
I recognize that level of viscosity.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the cargo hold does have a few large cages in it that are empty, as some, you know, cargo crates.
There's one sad little mouse droid repurposed as a Roomba.
Oh no, this place doesn't even have Roombas or mouse droids. There are no droids that have been taking care of this.
Abandon all droids, ye who enter here.
Possibly? Considering that apparently this was a technology project, the Acolytes were expected to maintain the ship on their own, or die horribly marooned out in the middle of black space or something. Oh, that's a crit success.
I am wasting a crit success on telekinesis other to try to put all the filth over in one spot.
Even with a critical success, this is going to take you a little while to be doing the cleaning yourself. Sin, what's up?
I believe that Ran was originally trying to use the sensors to take a look at our ship.
Oh, yeah, your ship, it's right there. It's actually not within the sight. It is not within sight if you go peering out the windows, but yeah, it's right over there. Everything seems fine. It's where you left it, you know, with a little bit of drift, but there was some station keeping. There's a life form on it. You can pick up that much.
Okay, I'm going to go in search of spacesuits now.
Okay.
Did I make a search roll?
You can make a search roll.
All right. Oh.
Oh, no.
It's not a crit fail.
Barely. That much.
Yep.
Your eyes don't fall off.
There's not a lot of the. You would have put the suits in lockers in that little airlock area. And those lockers have, like, nothing in them right now. MREs,
oh,
maybe?
Oh, what the criff.
Wait, what? MRE? Hold on. I'll be right there.
No. These aren't actual MREs. These are civilian shelf stables.
We're slumming it?
And Tuxa, you've made a search. Oh, look, there should have been tools. Oh, here's the spacesuits. You found them. They've been stuffed into here and into this locker that should have had maintenance tools. And, oh, look, there's one over in this locker. And where are the air tanks? Where did they put? Oh, here's the air tanks. In this locker over here, under the tools. Organized, they are not.
Well, at least there's something here.
You would probably want to run some checks to make sure that the suits that you found, all three of them, actually have enough air and are airtight, but you found them.
Okay.
None of them are made where someone significantly off of the human physiology would be able to wear them comfortably. In fact, a short human would probably have trouble, or a terribly tall one.
Well, that's problematic, but nothing a sewing machine and some sturdy thread can't fix.
Yes, but do we have either of those?
Details.
Kind of important details. We're trying to save a big guy.
Oh, Sen, while you were going through their hacking into it and whatnot, you did get the palm prints of all the people who were allowed in.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, I mean, you weren't paying much attention to them, but just, I figure you would have gotten those. After all, you were adding your own to them. Uh-oh, we lost Eo.
I guess Eo didn't want that.
I feel really like my computer to stop doing that.
Yeah, I imagine.
So I believe Beth said that you found where the palm prints were all saved, and you added your uniqueness to their own.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, wrong space series. Never mind.
All right. Back to Antuxa.
Back to Antuxa.
Oh, I was just finding out that the other engine was what I thought it was.
I'm glad to know that the engine is an engine.
It'd
really be a problem with the engine wasn't an engine.
You can limp along with one engine if the other one's been replaced by, say, a ravenous pit. But no, it was still just an engine looking out onto the blackness of space.
This one appears to be diesel.
Well, nobody's perfect.
Where do you even get that? Rhodia, I guess.
Rhodia.
I mean, the hyperdrive got bolted on by, well, somewhere in Hutt space. This was just a cargo shuttle that, you know, went like from either a bigger ship to the surface, or more likely from the surface to a ship and then back again. A lot of the cargo bay has now been taken up with fuel and other mechanics meant for running the hyperdrive. This was a much bigger cargo bay once, and probably the cargo bay hatch at that. Now it can go through hyperspace and go from planet to planet in something resembling comfort if you squint, turn your head sideways, and take a few mind-altering chemicals.
Ah, yes, the pre-flight Spanax. Well, we've established that it's here. We've established that it goes. We've discovered the spacesuits.
Shall we see if our friend has calmed down a bit?
Perhaps wise. Or we could continue exploring the space station. There are still bits we haven't seen, after all.
I think we do have a Lord to find.
We do. Can't very well consider this mission complete until we find him, and possibly kill him.
People can give me IQ rolls. It is something that you would notice if you've been looking at the map. Sen, fail.
Is IQ or perception?
This is an IQ. Ran, lead by six. Antuxa, you will come to the same conclusion. Ran will probably come to it faster. The schematic, the map schematics, as you are perhaps discussing the matter and whether or not there's a Lord there to find and kill, there are two life pods on the map. You entered via the empty panel where one life pod had been blown out.
That's quite true.
So, there's a life pod out there somewhere, maybe.
Well, don't ask me. I failed my perception check to find pretty much anything through the window.
You found space.
You found the rest of the space station that you could see from the window.
I couldn't find space. It was all too dark.
The final frontier.
The map informs us that this is the starship Ashfall.
Uh-huh. I believe you found that in the station logs as well. So that's at least what the ship itself would probably have come up with that when you were busy making it yours. It thinks it's called the Ashfall. It's what its transponder says. It appears to only have the one transponder.
Well, we could fix that if we needed to. So the Lord probably bailed out, you think?
Must have been a pretty dire situation for a Lord to abandon station.
So these pods, these hyperspace-capable pods, because if they're not, then he's gonna still be drifting somewhere. And I guess messing with the infected guy's brains.
Can I spend fatigue ahead of time to increase my target number?
Yes.
Yes, and it's cheaper. It's
yes.
Ah, okay. I couldn't find that in the...
It should be there. Up in the same place. One of the paragraphs above it. No, that's not what I want to do. I want to open the this. No, it's not the that. It's the this. Thank you. Scroll. Let's see. If you fail a roll, you can boost it. Gampry. Huh. Did I not write that? I should have written that. Yeah, go ahead and...
Yeah, if you do it beforehand, it's one per bonus rather than two.
Ah, okay.
I could have sworn that I had that, but I can't figure out where I left it.
Yeah,
I could... that's why I was asking.
Yeah, I think so too, and I... Yeah. Ah, okay. There.
Anyway.
Okay. I am baffled. Okay, what are you going to be doing?
Hoping that this isn't very silly. I am concentrating, spending a lot of effort, and reaching out with the Force.
Made by 10, looking for mines.
Yes. Specifically, any nearby mines that aren't on our ship or the space station.
Well, you've been sensing all the other mines there. You've been sensing all the other mines there. You are not sensing any living mines within your range. And you will get a feel for how big you've made that.
Okay. Are there any mines I've sensed on the space station that I haven't met?
Well, let's see. Oh, you're sensing the mine inside the your ship, the person you brought in, yeah, who's in the spaceship. The mines that you are detecting that you had not been, I mean, everything you're feeling, you've generally been feeling, and most of them are non-sapient.
Okay. What I'm looking for is sapient mines that I haven't met.
Not really finding any of those, no. Either the Lord is outside your range, or they're dead.
All right.
Something was reaching out to the Rekul and messing with it to make it angry.
I'm trying to decide if that notice the past tense is
Lord McDonald a had a station. To... Yeah, yeah, yo. Okay. Had a station. Notice the past tense. Sorry.
For the record, I'm making up song lyrics.
I was trying to decide if the notice the past tense was the Lord McDonald had a station.
Yes, or... yes, it is. Sorry. No, it's not. It's not in reference to anything you're doing.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't sense anybody on the station that we haven't found, although if they are shielding themselves from me, I might not. But
that's true.
If there's something here manipulating people, well, it might be a good idea to pilot the station somewhere else.
Generally, it would interface with a transport ship, which your Fury might be able to do.
We're sent to go check out this space station. We bring the space station back. Hey guys, look what we have. What do you have?
Lord Zelda, I brought you a present.
Oh, I am not looking forward to the conversation we're going to have with custody traffic control.
Where would you like me to park this? How many landing pads?
Let me see what you have. What do you have there? A space station full of force-sensitive critters bioengineered by technology? No!
No! Technically,
I'll just
that station
put this over here. I'll just put this over here next to the Dark Temple with all the other horrors.
No, not those horrors. The other horrors. No, the other. We're just going to put it with the... We're going to keep these horrors with all of the other horrors. Yes, I know that sphere... Yes, I know I'm putting them in the sphere of Mystery's office building. I said what I said.
Technically, it's not a station to land.
I don't know why everybody's so concerned about the Dark Temple. It hasn't done anything untoward for centuries.
Just been sealed up. Oh.
I'm sure it's perfectly fine.
It's totally fine. It's totally fine, and nothing is going to happen in approximately 20 years, give or take a few.
That's future me's problem.
Ten, you said this is
Right. This is you're like a year
just
out
after the treaty. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, by now you're probably close to a year out after the treaty. 10 years. Right.
Still future
Ten
use
years.
Problem.
It is very much future use problem and
No, it's not future us's problem. It's someone else's problem.
Yes, by that point, I expect to be a member of the Dark Council.
Not impossible. Depending. Although the current counselor is he's very clever. He's quite useful that way. You'd probably have to get one of the other council seats.
Turns out there's a new sphere, the sphere of fashion. They clash all the time, a sphere of culture over who should be in charge of something. That's another
right.
sphere.
Culture is, honestly,
I will continue to make them up.
If anyone were going to turn culture into a sphere, it probably would be Antuxa. She seems to have the full ambition there, and also the outside context problem advantage.
But that's a long ways in the future, if it ever happens.
That's true.
Right now, we are on a ship
that is docked
inside
at
a haunted
space
station.
Yeah.
Well, it's not
and
haunted
tragically,
yet.
Tragically, this isn't Carmen Miranda's ghost. It's something quite a bit more sinister.
It will not be making mere baskets of fruit appear.
Am I still connected?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay.
You are still Kanan.
My screen went back. Oh. Black.
Naughty. Naughty.
I assumed it just timed out. But sometimes when it does that, it's been...
Well, the GM is not currently going to throw things at you because I figure that having you walk into trouble is much more hilarious for me. But you just have to decide what trouble you're going to walk into.
Well, I think we should put eyes on... We should at least be able to say that we've put eyes on the entirety of the interior of the space station.
Rem pulls out a sheet of self-adhesive googly eyes that he's been holding on to for just this occasion, and then gets disappointed when he realizes that this is not a canon comment.
What? No, it absolutely is. Mine is, anyway.
Well, yours was. But the self-adhesive sheet of googly eyes is not.
Ah.
I mean, Ram.
Well, I'm very sorry, Ram.
It's actually a box of googly eyes, and you need to apply them with an adhesive that you bring separately, which Ram did not.
Ram, how could you be so thoughtless as to forget your adhesive?
The glue bottle wouldn't fit in the spacesuit.
Condolences.
We would be remiss if we didn't fully investigate this. I mean, Darth Shardenak would, well, he wouldn't have my hide, but he might have yours.
I mean, it's not his job that he's not the one who sent you. He just allowed this because, hey, it's always good to have a little cross-sphere favor owed here and there.
Well, exactly. And we don't want to make logistics look bad.
Oh, certainly not.
So?
Then I just want to ask specifically, did you scan the entire area for other stuff, or were you satisfied when you located your ship?
I'm going to scan everything. At least once we started talking about escape pods, I am going to go looking for those.
Okay, give me an appropriate sensors roll. Yes, scan all the things. Made by 5 mechanical aptitude?
Yay.
LOP sensors defaults to any other LOPs -4.
Okay.
Made by 5. Okay, you scan there, you know, oh hey, if those things blow out in a standard way, that's an interesting question. Antuxa, critical success on your meditation. You are tapped into your hatred. You are tapped into the force. Wow, you hate all of this whole mess. You feel the energy flowing into you. You're full up, sure. You know, it will not take you very long. After calculating, Sen, the angle at which the life pod would probably have just been forced from the station and any self writing things that it might have been doing, and angle of drift, and number of days estimated. And if you want, oh hey, it should be right about in this little area of space here. And what do you know? There's something floating out there. Maybe it's an asteroid.
Bing.
Found something.
Bing. Well, you know, you have control of the ship. Do you want to go scoop it up?
I mean, you have a tractor beam. It's named Ran.
I was going to say, you also have me.
Yes, this ship that you are on does not have an integral tractor beam. You'll have to use the aftermarket edition that is named, it's Imperial make. It's
a bespoke tractor beam.
Yes. There will be some penalties, Ran. Unless you only want to move it slowly. But yes, well, do you want to fly the ship? Do you want to hop out and fly your other ship?
I was going
to
wait until it was decided whether or not we were flying closer to it before I just, you know, reached out and touched someone.
I think before we go there, I should try to meditate a little bit. You know, just in case it's full of a horrible, infected Sith Lord who wants to murder everything and bite it with his infected fangs.
Indeed, but be careful. I'm not sure all of the hatred that I felt was my own.
Oh boy.
I mean, some of it might have been coming from the station. You never know.
So despite Antux's best efforts, Sen can in fact meditate.
Made it by 3. You will get your meditative fatigue back after, I believe it's the 3 minutes.
I wasn't trying to prevent you from meditating. I was urging caution. I like you. I want to keep you safe. This thing on the station, well, it can go hang for all I care.
Antuxa, you're my dear friend, but sometimes your sense of timing...
Oh, is this like the time when I told the children to have sweet dreams and not let the Dream Eater get them?
Yeah.
It wasn't just that, but you then explained in detail what the Dream Eater was and how it would get them.
I thought it was interesting. A bit of cultural knowledge.
On the gripping hand, they did ask, but the way you said it was like opening a door and saying, don't go through the door, to 5-year-olds.
Well, I haven't been a 5-year-old in many years, so I wouldn't have that experience. I mean, I would, but not recently. You know what I mean. Personally, I like being warned about dangers. But if some other people don't, well, I guess I'll just have to keep my warnings to myself.
What I love the best about this is...
No, see, somehow that is even more ominous.
What I love
How
the most...
How do you do that?
What I absolutely adore about this conversation is we did not have this conversation with the orphans that are currently living with Antux's mom. This implies that there's additional children that we have interacted with as a group where Antuxa was just like, don't worry, there might be a thing that haunts your dreams. Better be ready for it.
It wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me.
And this is our people person.
Well... Your people, Sith. Okay. You're all charged up.
I've always been charged up.
Listen, indeed.
They knew I worked for logistics when they asked for an outreach representative to the local elementary school.
Uh-huh.
That's their fault, really.
Mm.
Anyway, shall we, well, to put it in crude terms, go pop open a can?
Yeah, let's go pop open the can of horrors, shall we? It's not going to get any less horrible, probably. Do you think it might?
Sen, it's well, us. Of course
yeah.
It's going
yes,
to
get
worse. Yeah,
I was going to say.
Nothing ever gets less horrible.
Well, of course some things do, occasionally.
I think the swap planet got less horrible when the house ate itself.
See, that's what I was going to say. The elementary school schedule has nap time crossed out with a post-it saying canceled until further notice. That's what I was going to say. Things tend to get more horrible for a while and then very abruptly less horrible. So let's find that tipping point. See, I say, that... if things are going to get more horrible, let's lean into it.
Yes.
Yeah, but... you know what? Let's make it horrible for the horrors.
Isn't that what we've been doing? I thought that's what we were doing.
Let's go make it more horrible for the horrors.
Right. I'll go continue to be bait for the space crocodiles, shall I? The invisible, force-sensitive space crocodiles. Off we go. Rand says as he's actually walking towards the lift.
Oh, I thought you were going to go and fly the ship somewhere.
We are. Where are you headed?
Yeah.
Well, look, which space horror are we dealing with first? Should we make a list?
Sealed Lord in a Can. I'm
happy to do whatever. Sealed Lord in a Can?
Lord Albert in a Can. We better go and catch him. Then you're the only one who can fly this thing.
No.
You don't want to trust Rand to attempt it. He's just going to use telekinesis other to move the ship.
We open the escape pod and it's full of chewing tobacco.
The final form of whatever strange metamorphosis these things are going through.
Warp, warp, warp.
I hear cackling from up there that is not coming through the... Discord is filtering the hilarity.
We're asked to take the Lord and deliver them back to technology, and we're just trying to, like, lift his head up using telekinesis other to hold him together into a roughly humanoid shape. Hi, look, I'm perfectly fine. Sorry about that miscommunication.
Boring little conversation bits of chewing tobacco anyway, falling off.
I've never met a Lord named Bernie.
Then, when you get a chance, would you care to go through flight checks, send the appropriate codes for sealing off the airlock stuff, and I assume you're taking this ship?
Yeah.
I'll close the exterior door you people left open. It may have closed on its own anyway after a little while.
It's a 30-second door that's been established.
Indeed. Give me a piloting roll.
Made by three.
My dice left me today.
Don't jinx it. You go through all the checks. The ship has a few little quirks in the layout and all that stuff, but you know, it's a good little ship. It has obviously missed the hand of someone who cares about ships. You make it over there, you undock, you make it over there just fine to where there's this silent running lump of, well, as you get close and can shine beacons on it. Well, Rand is looking over the suits to check viability. Give me whatever you think would be an appropriate role for that. You are still not sensing any minds on that thing, Antuxa.
For the listeners at home, that was Force Sense made by one. Mm-hmm. Let's see. What's the default for mechanical aptitude?
Mechanical aptitude is a force power.
Well, then I'm not going to have a default for that, will I?
Generally not. You generally have to put points into those.
Yep. This suit looks fine to me. Definitely no openings in it whatsoever. The helmet's across the room. No openings whatsoever.
Well, the helmet's across the room, so obviously it's going to have an opening up at the head. But the rest,
yeah, I haven't realized the helmet's across the room.
Oh, whoops.
Yep. It seems to be doing fine for its pressure check. The helmet is not on during the pressure check.
Well, it's just a pressure check. It doesn't need the helmet on for that, does it?
Yes, it does. But I failed my perception by two. I'm not noticing anything wrong, and I'm putting the suit on.
Okay. You're putting that suit on. What? Give me an IQ minus five on just see how long it's going to take you to put that suit on, Ran.
My assumption is I'm going to need to be in the airlock to be able to move something into the airlock.
The thing that you're going to be moving is probably too big to get truly into the airlock, but to pull it up against the airlock, you would probably need to lay eyes on it, or you would need to have a probably a force sense or
well, I failed my IQ minus 5 roll by 4.
You're taking a while to get into the suit.
I am trying to put it on backwards and upside down for quite some time before I realize that there is no hole in the neck because the neck is on the other end.
Hmm.
I was wondering also why there were no fingers in the gloves.
Whoops. Foresight. That's the one you want. To let you see without seeing.
I can't even find Thunder. My perception button.
Thunder. Thundercats.
Yes. Raycats. Wrong game. Cat.
Antux, so you may help Rand if you so desire, or you may be entertained by watching him flail around
I will
upside down.
I mean, you'd be justified after we were not able to help you get your own suit off earlier.
Yes, well.
You will wait till for Rand to flail around and eventually help him.
No, I've been thinking about the best way to do it for a while now.
Oh, all right. Well, yes. And Tuxa makes perception by 7. Yes. Oh, obviously he needs to do this thing, that thing, and the other thing over here, and maybe he should run another check, pressure check once he's entirely suited up and has the air tanks connected.
It also appears to have been inside out the entire time.
Or at least that arm there was.
That's why I couldn't get my hand into it.
Mm-hmm.
Or
mm-hmm.
my foot. At first, I was trying my foot.
Okay. It's been a long day.
I think I've got it now. I hate to be a bother, but could you zip me up?
Anytime, darling.
Right. Well,
Rand can be gotten into it.
It's with a helmet, I'm like, right, so how do I look?
Perfect, darling.
I don't think it's my color.
The parts of you I can see go very well with it.
I give a thumbs up and clomp my way towards the airlock.
If you ran a second pressure check once you got the air tanks connected, it is slowly losing pressure, but you will probably be fine for at least 10 or 15 minutes once you get actual vacuum.
Would it be telekinesis other or telekinesis self to stop the air leak?
Other. And it will be very somewhat tricky to do so because holding the air, I'm thinking minus 15. Air is challenge. A little tricky. A challenge. Antuxa makes a search by 4. What are you searching for, Antuxa?
A dye pack and a patch.
You have to go through even more of the assorted cubby holes and cabinets and whatnot in the engineering section. But yes, you can find those.
So
okay,
with a minus 15, I'm rolling a 7 or lower for a success.
Unless you spend fatigue, yes.
I heard you say words, but I do not comprehend them. I fail by 8.
8.
Missed it by that much.
Still worth trying, because it's funny.
Yes. I quite agree.
The whole time that Antuxa is trying to find a legitimate, practical solution for my slow air leak, I'm like, no, I shall concentrate and hold the air in. And I do, in fact, manage to hold air in. The air is in the helmet. That doesn't help at all.
You're also holding your breath.
I wasn't going to bring that up.
That's one way to hold your air in.
Yes, that I am doing that exactly. I will argue later on that this was just me concentrating.
You can get pretty close then while all of this is going on. And you have in fact managed to find a patch kit. Okay. Wherever the leak is, it's small and it may be difficult to find, especially since you're going to have to be you're going to aerosolize dye inside the suit and see where it stains coming out.
Oh no. Am I taking the suit off first, or are we just spraying it into the suit that I'm in?
Oh, come on, you know Antux is just going to unclip your helmet a little and shake dye in there, don't I assume?
We arrive back from the mission, like, wait, why is Ran blue? Was Ran blue before? No. You are very... I know. I am aware.
You are not.
I'm assuming Ren has prestidigitation at this point. So,
yes, at what level of telekinesis other do you just say it's prestidigitation? Can I now make small trinkets and change the colors of things?
No. That's not how telekinesis works, I'm pretty sure.
I'm so mad that it's not getting all my chortles.
Can't do that, then I just need to put more points into it.
That might take a while.
To clean the die off.
I use telekinesis other to remove the dye from my skin. I just convinced myself that those dead skin cells are not actually my skin anymore. Therefore, they don't apply to me.
Honestly, the dye packets that you have are probably a very fine powder that does not actually stain things too terribly much. But
this is a standard way of finding leaks.
Yeah. Yeah, I figured that makes perfect sense, yes.
Like, modern world, this is a standard way of finding leaks.
I believe it.
It's up there with putting the tire underneath some water.
Right. I'm going to pump the dye in then.
While Ran is in there.
We're in a hurry.
Well, yeah.
It might take me a whole 30 seconds to get the suit off.
It might take you longer.
5 minutes to put it back on.
Ren displaces enough air that it's more efficient to do it with him in the suit.
Mm-hmm. Considering that you have a skill for clothing, made perception by 7. You have a skill for clothing, so if you need to use anything for that, the suit is kind of technically clothing with certain constraints. Yeah, with a made by 7, you know, you pressurize that suit a bit, and you can notice the small little blue blorpy bits where it's apparently oozing out. There's one at this seam here, and oh look, there's one near the helmet where the helmet interlocking seam is actually not. That looks like you need to stick some chewing gum in there or something. It's got like 3 or 4 little pinpoint plate spots here and there.
Okay.
It has not been well cared for.
I will use a pair of scissors to cut up the adhesive patch and patch where I can from the outside, and then instruct Ran on how to use telekinesis to patch the inside.
I make that roll by 15.
That one.
I hold the
works.
Air in. That I'm holding it in because of multiple patches put in place is irrelevant to this conversation, and I don't know why you brought it up.
Yeah, this is basically guide the patch to here and then put the sticky side against the suit.
Guide it here, peel off the sticky, and yeah.
There are now googly eyes 50. Wherever the leaks were.
On the inside of the suit.
Yes, yeah, specifically the inside of the suit.
That's terrifying. You're going to take it off and there's going to be eyes in there.
How many leaks were there? How terrifying is this on a scale of 1 to infinite?
About 5, you know.
The inside of the suit is a potato.
Ran pauses. For some reason, I feel very seen.
The hills have eyes and so does the suit.
Yes.
Zen, you have gotten this thing pretty close to a slowly drifting away, well, semi-slowly. It hasn't hit much, so, it, you know, momentum being what it is in space. A drifting away, dark, no sign of power, life pod. It's the sort of thing that could normally fit, like, about 6 people in something resembling comfort. It does look like it is hyperspace equipped.
But it's not in hyperspace.
It is not in hyperspace.
I'm going to scan it again.
Okay, give me made mechanical aptitude by 5. You are one with the ship.
I am one with the ship.
And the ship is with you.
And the ship
yes.
is with you.
And the ship is mine. I was trying not to finish it that way.
You are one with the ship and the ship is yours. Made by 2. You do not scan any life signs in there.
Do I scan any organics?
Maybe. I mean, there's organics like it probably has ration bars at a minimum. It's a life pod. And you know, it's a little hard to get the full placement of here's this, here's that. There might be something in there that's not in a cabinet. It's a little hard to tell. The sensors have their limits. It was a mere cargo shuttle once upon a time. The fact that you're doing this much with it is frankly kind of awesome.
Yeah, that's fair.
You're awesome. It's a good little ship. It's doing its best.
So,
Ram, I believe you're up.
Right. Hello. So, am I going to crack it open and bring them in, or just...
Well, it doesn't seem like anything's alive in there, so I don't think you can do any harm by cracking it open and bringing them in.
Or you could stop it and pull it into a docking position and hit the docking clamps.
We can try that,
too.
That
works, too.
Thank you, mysterious voice coming from elsewhere.
Sorry about that. I mean, that would be the standard military way of doing it.
All right, I'll be right here to hit the docking button, but I am going to close this door.
Right, good idea, because the other door's about to open.
Hit the airlock, cycle, whoosh.
I turn the magnet boots up to full strength before the door opens.
The air is pumped out of the airlock before you actually get all the air trying to drag you out. You may now hit the...
My God, it's full of stars.
Yes, yes, it is. Also, it's full of blank map because I did not actually make a map for the...
It's theater of the mind.
It's theater of the mind.
Actually, wait. Back up. I've got a better line. My God, it's full of hexes.
Okay, it's funnier.
Okay, I got the chortle.
You got the chortle.
Yes.
You got the chortle. Give me telekinesis other roll. This thing's big. I think that we're
size
looking at a minus
not.
12. Indeed. But I think we're looking at a minus 12. It's got momentum.
I'm told if you don't believe it, that's why you fail. I believe it can fly.
Or it's you.
I believe wrong.
It slows.
Come on. You are an inanimate container of metal and plasteel, and you will listen to me.
You care to spend some fatigue?
Please. Could you? Please? Please. Ran may or may not have the comlink open when Ran is saying this. Ran has forgotten to check. Come on. You're making me look bad in front of my friends. Come on.
It has slowed.
This way. I am not spending fatigue on this. Yet. Come on.
Yet.
Come on. You can do this. Come on. Come to Ran. Okay. You are spinning counterclockwise now. I believe you were spinning clockwise before.
Do fatigue for either... plus one boost to make it a success.
I or want it on record that Ram will still insist that he has never spent fatigue.
Are you taking your fatigue down by four?
You can't prove anything unless you look at my fatigue.
Mm-hmm. It slows. It pauses. Slowly, as Ran reaches out his hands, it starts coming back. It spirals slightly as Ran twists his hands and brings it in alignment. Door to airlock door. Until finally, gently, there's the faintest of bumps as it docks with the ship.
Right. I don't see any way this could possibly go wrong, so long as I don't think about any repercussions. Or open my eyes. My eyes are already open. Oh, this is going to go poorly.
Then, go ahead and give me just a starship roll to make sure that you've engaged the automatic docking magnetic clamps, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Just to see if you crit fail or something horrible. That doesn't look like a crit fail. That's going to be a 4. You have a successful docking. There's a door. And you know, it's 10 o'clock. I almost want to leave this as... Right, it's not necessarily going to be climactic. It might be anticlimactic, but I feel like I should leave it at cliffhanger. Don't you think?
I feel like tonight was 75% banter by volume.
I love it.
As opposed to every other night.
I have no complaints whatsoever. I am merely assuaging the GM's fears that she doesn't have enough content for the remainder of this arc.
I mean, I figure that there's going to be plenty of banter coming on, but also I do want to research in case you people want to go with another set of logistics lot afterwards so that, you know.
Oh, no, we're going to start a new arc with three new characters.
I'm staring at the fourth wall with this sort of, yep.
They're all going to be those little lizard people whose names I've forgotten already. And we're going to call it Pack Tactics Season 5.
They're called kobolds.
I thought it was kobolds, you know.
Okay, well, if we're ending it here for the night, which makes sense because the recording says 2 hours, 12 minutes right now, that would imply that we're going to be doing some plugs. Do you know anyone who writes books?
It's our lovely GM.
Yay! Oh, thank you. Eo's mom writes books. You can find them at elizabethmccoy.com. I have a name twin. I don't know how good her books are. She has elizabethmccoybooks.com. But I am elizabethmccoy.com. Thank you. I got there first. Thank you, Ellie. So I'm going to just sit on those because those are mine. Thank you. And you can find them at any reputable bookstore type place, and if you go to Smashwords, I don't think my name twin is on Smashwords, and therefore you can find those there. Look for one like Per Ride and Prejudice. Queen of Roses is a store. It's a space story about a space cruise ship, and my Kintaran stories are about furry cat centaur aliens who have some unique, shall we say, personality traits. And speaking of entertainment...
Well, I also have a name twin. Many, in fact. There are many Smiths, but this one is yours. So AaronBSmith.com is what takes you to all of our stuff, because AaronSmith.com is for a photographer in LA, apparently, who is younger than me. So how did he get to the domain before? Never mind. AaronBSmith.com/cogwheel has all of our podcasts, including GURP Scores and a bunch of Cypher System podcasts that I think are pretty good, and also the one that I do. And also a D&D podcast that refuses to die because we love the characters too much. Yes. And we are also in the Fediverse, is that AaronBSmith.com/@cogwheel is where you can follow all of our campaigns on the Fediverse. And we have a Patreon, patreon.com/cogwheelgaming, where you can help us keep the lights on along with other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Shanshan, Walter, Liv Droman, and patron emeritus Cindy.
Until next time, this is Beth saying, oh, I hope those three are doing well. I'm going to owe them such a favor, but today I get to go to the zoo with my grandchild. This is lovely. I've never gone to the zoo with anyone. I mean, we're going to bring all the other kids as well to the zoo. Why shouldn't kids see the zoo? There's all these fascinating creatures at the zoo, and we can talk about what parts of their DNA can actually be added to other parts of DNA to produce fascinating hybrids. Good night, everyone.
There's a bunch of posters. There's a bunch of posters at the front door of the zoo that say, do not allow admittance to these individuals. And it's just every known member of Biotics.
He's not going to do it. He's just going to talk about it.
Regardless.
Yeah, well, don't allow unsupervised Biotics people around. They do sometimes try to steal genetic samples.
I was just trying to help him with his light cough by increasing his immune system. By injecting alien DNA into him. Well, how else are you supposed to do it?
Good night, everyone.
What do you mean this isn't the only campaign? You have characters other than me.
Do you have any idea how many cameos you've had in the other campaigns? Is it just because you didn't realize those were a different campaign than yours?
I don't keep track of my appearances, darling. It's gauche.